the text is the Lord, but the way that we come to that initially is that we see the text as one thing, and we see the Lord off in our, you know, imaginary heaven somewhere else. And the two things are kind of separate. So we see that the text is from the Lord, but we don't see it as the Lord. This is the El Bethel sort of stuff going on. And intellectually, if things don't move into practice where the will is involved, then that split will remain there. Now that split actually has a massive impact on the life of the church. Because while that is split out, the word won't have the same authority or transformational power that it can have in a person's life. So if you're thinking of the two things as separate, and you're in desperate need or whatever, you're seeking the Lord and you go to the Father, right, as something off in our imaginary heaven to help us out by some sort of magical intervention, you know, that's the kind of thing that starts to happen as the church declines, magic becomes more and more prominent, you know, and that's evidence in the Christian church itself. And we're told of what happened in Egypt. But when you see that the Lord is the word, then what you then see is that praying and asking for help is as much about taking truths and applying them to my life as it is about bringing the Lord to mind. In fact, those two things have to be hand in hand. So it's much more a process thing. And with that comes an understanding that the structures of the mind can't be magically reconfigured. That's not how it works. You know, otherwise there would be no sense of self or freedom involved. So what has to happen is that, you know, when we see that the Lord is the word, we give the Lord as the word authority in our life. And then we move from having our agenda about what the word is for to actually submitting ourselves under the direction of the word. And that's what we try to do in Logopraxis. That's why we ask people to work with a particular statement that reaches out from them from the text, so that they place themselves under what reaches out to them, rather than coming with their own agenda about what needs sorting out in their life, because we don't know. We simply don't know. We're in the dark. What we can know is what the Lord offers us moment to moment, like the manna. Yeah. So this is the principle that the Logopraxis form seeks to embody.